This interview was conducted between Bill Sutton and Deborah Shepherd in 1982.
In 1974, that did happen.
Oh, yes, yes. That was deliberate.
Yes.
A deliberate study.
Well, can you tell me about that trip?
Oh, well, now. I wanted to see Italy badly because I've been lecturing in early Renaissance and late Renaissance art forms, and especially the relationship of painting to mathematics, which intrigued me because there is an essential relationship there, and I wanted to see the original. So off I went, and I spent 3 months in Rome. I deliberately spent a long time in one area so that I could familiarize myself with certain works of art and then take them as a standard, so that I'd then be able to form more mature judgments instead of bolting all over the place and getting astonished by everything. I found after a while that one or two Raphaels didn't come up to scratch, and I was rather dubious about some of the Rubenses, and so on, that one sees.
What were your favourites?
Oh, well, Piero della Francesca, of course, one hands down. But I didn't see very much of him in Rome, although he had worked in Rome, but there's none of his stuff left in the Vatican, because he'd, I think the part he'd decorated had been since demolished. But Piero was a most exciting fellow. I came across him mainly in Arezzo and Urbino and San Sepolcro and other little places. I deliberately visited these places to see his extraordinarily calm, placid organizations of color and shape. Everything in his work is completely inevitable, as though it's been there for all time. It's part of nature. Piero must have been very much in tune with whatever it is that formed nature in the first place, to be able to invent these shapes which fit in so perfectly with it. I didn't find him the most exciting painter. The most exciting painter, of course, was Michelangelo at the Sistine Chapel in Rome, which I visited 15 times. I had a birthday in Rome, and I gave myself as a birthday present 2 hours of the Sistine Chapel. It's the best birthday present I've ever had.
You had a sore neck.
I dashed through the corridors. You have to go into the Vatican from way around the back there. And up a curly staircase and to the top deck, and then you run to get through to the Sistine Chapel. It's about half a mile away, through long galleries and corridors.
What about the Raphaels,
the
School of
Athens?
What about the Raphaels?
The Raphaels, I've found some of them in the Vatican splendid. Obviously the ones which he'd painted himself. The one about the sacrament, the validity of the sacrament, and the one of the Parnassus with Dante and Apollo and all these people swarming all over the top of the hill. That was an enchanting painting, and all painted by Raphael's hand. When he painted himself, he transcended most other painters I've ever seen. I can understand the way why people loved him so much. And then of course there's the great interior with the philosophers standing around, which the architecture I believe was designed by Raphael's friend Brabante. And I found that an enchanting one. But when we got to some of the others, the fire and the whatever it was, and the Borgo, and somebody bolting into the temple with horses and things, I found these unbelievably depressing because they'd obviously been done by his assistants. The design was good, but the paint was so clumsy, so heavy. Of course, Raphael was a bit of a dilettante himself. He got mixed up in all sorts of things, took on far more commissions than he could possibly handle, did the quick sketches and left his students to do it. What a pity, because he's such a splendid painter himself.
So you had 3 months in Rome, and where else?
I moved on to Florence for 6 weeks, and of course lived in the Uffizi and the Pitti galleries, and enjoyed the contents there enormously. Luckily, the crowds hadn't arrived, crowds of tourists by this time. It was the end of winter, the very beginning of spring. And the city was not overchoked with the dropouts from America, which I found proliferated later on in my tours, where we find louse-ridden young men with long tattered hair doing their thing with guitars all over the place and seating themselves all over the stairs. You couldn't get into a cathedral because you had to force your way through about 150 dropouts to get there. It's disgraceful. However, they all needed a jolly good wash. They should have been tipped into the Arno and scrubbed. They were doing their thing, poor chaps, which meant sitting about and make as much noise and nuisance for themselves as possible. I don't think the Italians enjoyed them at all. I made sure that I wasn't mistaken for a tourist myself, always dressed decently in a suit, either a light one or a dark one, and wore a tie, and did not have a camera. So I was accepted as a professional person, treated accordingly, and made very welcome.
Did you have a sketchbook under?
Oh yes, I had a large portfolio, which made me look like a professor. I was called the professor sometimes, much to my joy. But at least it meant I was accepted professionally.
And you did some watercolours?
Oh yes, I worked fairly hard there, in that you could just take in so much. 3 or 4 days in galleries, continually, and then you want to sit outside and take a breather and admire something. So I sat outside off and on and produced upwards of 80 drawings of watercolours of things I liked. Again, I left the people out. Not that I don't like people, but they're not there to draw. It was the things, the permanent things, I wanted to draw.